Section 36. Right to fair hearing. You have a right to be heard. You have a right to tell your own side of the story. You are innocent until proven guilty. If anyone is accusing you of committing a crime, it is their duty and not yours to prove that you are guilty, except only in exceptional cases where the law is a law that provides that you must provide a particular fact. During a trial where you are charged with an offense, you are entitled to prompt and detailed information about the nature of the offense they say you have committed, and they should tell you in a language that you understand. You should also be given adequate time and facilities to prepare your defense, and you must be allowed to either defend yourself in person or by a lawyer of your choice. You are entitled to call a witness to testify for you, and you are also free to question any witness testifying against you. If you don't understand the language they are using in the trial, let them know, please. They are entitled to assist you with an interpreter who will interpret to you in a language that you understand, free of charge. Once a judgment is given, you or your representative is entitled to obtain copies of the judgment of the case within 7 days. You should not be convicted for an offense where the conduct constituting the offense was not prohibited as an offense at the time it took place. For example, where open grazing was not an offense in 2015, but is now an offense in 2017, a person cannot be convicted of the offense of open grazing in 2017 for an open grazing that took place in 2015. You should not be punished with a punishment heavier than the punishment in existence as at the time you committed the offense. For example, if a person committed the offense of kidnapping in 2013, and at that time the punishment was 6 years imprisonment, he should not, on conviction in 2017, be sentenced to life imprisonment simply because there is a new law providing that the punishment for the offense of kidnapping is life imprisonment. The effective date is the date the offense was committed. You should not be tried twice for the same criminal conduct. No double jeopardy. And where you have been pardoned for a criminal offense, you cannot be tried again for that same offense. If you are charged for a criminal offense, you shall not be forced to give evidence at your trial. You shall not be convicted of a criminal offense unless that offense is defined in law and the penalty is also prescribed in a written law. Offenses under native law and custom are not criminal offenses under the Constitution.